Welcome to Live from 495. On this podcast, we interview business owners from the 495 Beltway. We not only learn what they do and how they do it, but we take a dive into how they impact our community. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Live from 495. It's me, your host, Ty Jordan. And today, my guest is Dr. Jamal DeVita from DeVita Chiropractic in Acton.
Thank you very much, Ty. Pleasure being with you here today.
Awesome. It's great to have you. So, right into the nitty-gritty. How did you get started? Where did you start the business at? And how are you doing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Get all the questions out there.
All right, let's do this. So, I actually had the fortunate ability to grow up with my father being a chiropractor, Dr. Tom DeVita, who recently retired within the past year. So as a kid, very active, playing sports year-round, always getting banged up, would always go see him, and he managed to piece me back together over the years and decades. And as I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with myself as far as professional career, once I got to college and kind of taken more of a look from afar as to what vocation would be a good fit for me, I went and did a job shadow at his office for a couple of days, which I had never done before, just always being immersed as a chiropractic patient, but never looking at it from a kind of third-party neutral perspective. And what struck me was how he interacted with the patients and how, to a person, everyone that came in that I met told me a story about how my father helped solve a problem for them, whether it was being able to get down on the floor to play with their grandkids, or someone who was unable to play golf on the weekends because of a back problem, or somebody who was out of work for a while because they had headaches, migraines. So all these different impactful stories about how chiropractic positively influenced them, that got me really interested. And I said, this, I could see myself doing something like this. And to my father's credit, he never said, hey, I think you should be a chiropractor, right? There was never that hard push from my father or my mother, which, as we all know, in those formative years, sometimes what your parents say, you kind of run in the opposite direction. So being able to discover chiropractic on my own, realize the potential benefits and the tremendous impact that I could have on other people, really helped me kind of go all in and pursue that. So where, at our office, our vision statement is solve problems. That's really what we're trying to do, because it's not the pain that is necessarily the issue. It's what is that pain preventing this person from doing? And that's where I see myself as that problem solver. They come to me with a problem, how do I get from X to Y? This is what I want to do. I'm unable to do it because of, name the issue that they're suffering from, and then it's up to me to solve that problem.
I think it's phenomenal work that you do, just giving people the ability to get back something that they lost in life. Absolutely phenomenal.
And it feels good, and that's why at the end of the day, I can look at the people that I saw, and that makes me feel good. And that's what really kind of energizes me, recharges me, to come to work every day, because I know that I really am making an impact in someone's life. And a lot of times people just come out and say it, you've made such a big difference for me. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. I wasn't able to do this. Now I'm able to do this. And that's really the biggest takeaway that I get, is that when I lock the door and leave at the end of the day, I know that I made an influence positively in someone's life.
That's huge. And I love that, because seeing you and like knowing you, so much passion all the time, and you could do whatever you wanted. And the fact that you stuck with a family business to keep that legacy growing, it speaks volumes to like who you are and your character.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Ty. Yeah. And that's one of the big things that, personality wise, I really enjoy working with people. I like having those interactions, and that really, I feel like a lot of the treatments that I'm providing, the chiropractic obviously is the major part of it, but also my personality and how I interact with the patients, that's another big benefit. Because what I found, especially going through this past year, with the circumstances mm-hmm. was that a lot of people just, they were looking for someone to talk to. It had been very isolating for
sure
a lot of patients, especially some of my older patients. And coming to my office to get a treatment may have been the only time that they were out of the house
yeah.
during the week. So it's funny, my role kind of takes on, it's a bit of a chameleon where, you know, yes, I'm a chiropractor, but I'm also, you know, kind of part, you know, armchair yeah, psychiatrist a little say. Bit. So, yeah.
You ever just turn them away like, I'm not that kind of doctor?
No, usually when they start to remove their clothes, I say, no, I'm not that kind of doctor. So that's usually where we where we draw the line.
There you go. That's funny. It's what a topsy-turvy world we live in where
it's wild.
You come in to see your doctor and it's a regular like call and that becomes the highlight of your day.
That's it. And that's I think the recent events really kind of put that into light for me where not that I took it for granted, but I didn't realize for some people where the chiropractic adjustment that I deliver, sure, there's a benefit there, but there was some days that I swear they probably got more of a benefit just from seeing me and kind of interacting. And it wasn't necessarily because of me. It was just because they didn't have any outlet. So being able to just to be that ear, just to listen to mm-hmm. for certain people was big in the past year and a half.
No, I think it's great. And I think people being able to still have someone that's a soundboard as well, you know, on top of being able to get treated is huge because like me, when I go home, no one listens to me. I just try to, you know, I try to find the first ear that I can, and then I'm just off to the races.
That's it. And that's, you know, I like to be that person for, you know, for a lot of these people. So it's a kind of an added benefit of the work that I'm doing, not just the body work, but the mind work as well.
I love it. Did you ever do any of the, I know a lot of, doctor's offices were moving towards a place where they were doing telehealth calls on a regular basis. Is that something that you started doing?
So it did very little with the telehealth just because yeah. with the, you know, the nature of my business, it's literally hands-on. So definitely doesn't translate over Zoom, over telehealth. So I did a couple telehealth consultation calls where people were, you know, answer some questions, went over some exercises, that type of thing. But as far as the, you know, the main treatment that yeah. I provide, the chiropractic adjustment.
Yeah, it doesn't, it just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't work. Yeah, I can't do that. So that was, which was interesting too, because when everything shut down, we were one of the few places that was deemed essential. So we were open the whole time. And, you know, a lot of people might have thought at first glance, well, now why would a chiropractic office be deemed essential? But if you think about it, the rationale was, well, if we're closed and the medical system, the hospital, emergency room, primary care facilities, if they're inundated with people with illnesses, okay, what's going to happen when people with low back pain, neck pain, headaches, what happens when they have to go see their primary because their chiropractor's closed? So we were there to kind of take that shoulder off some of the burden of
and alleviate a lot of that.
Yeah, about with the conventional medical community. And it was nice to be able to, you know, kind of step in and fill that role to where we could continue to provide musculoskeletal care.
That's awesome.
Where they can focus on the pandemic and everything else.
That's great. It's seeing the scope of what businesses do and have been doing to pivot during last year's pandemic was crazy. And a lot of what I've seen is just new ideas, you know, not one where you're walking into people's houses with a bio suit to do chiropractor work, but, you know, innovative ideas that, you know, help lead back to getting places to a place of normalcy again.
Yeah, absolutely. And that forced us to take a look at some of our day-to-day operations and really just get more efficient at what we were doing. With the nature of things and it being a timing issue with, you know, don't be too close to people, don't spend more than 10, 15 minutes around people, all these different guidelines that were coming out, that forced us to take a closer look at some of our, internal policies and protocols. And what we did was we streamlined the process. So from the time that somebody would come into our office to the time that they would leave, we would keep that transit time to about 10 to 15 minutes. So we were able to streamline our procedures to get it so that there was no wasted steps. So they were coming in, they would go right to a room, they would have minimal waiting time if I was with somebody else, then I would see them, do the adjustment, they'd come out, check out at the front desk as far as what they needed to do, pay, make their next appointment, and then leave. So there wasn't a big backlog, and that's one of the big things that we pride ourselves on in our office is the efficiency of how we, you know, we move people through. And not that we're rushing the care, because we're not. We're taking our time and we're giving the people the treatment that they need clinically every time. It's, we're not wasting time. We're not wasting steps. So it's just the essentials to honor people's time.
I love it. Efficiency is 100% key. And, you know, just the fact that people are getting in and out so quickly, now they're telling their friends about you all day long. Like, that's what builds that word of mouth. One of the things that's been, like, you see me cooking over here. Are you looking at the industry as a whole now and seeing what the future looks like for the industry? What's that kind of look like for you?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think with anything that you're in, I feel like you're always, there's really only two states. You're either growing or you're contracting. Mm-hmm. Right? And if people think that they're, you know, staying the same and complacency is setting in, then they're slowly contracting. They just don't realize it. So I think, you know, I'm a firm believer that you have to continue to grow. So I'm always looking to do more as far as continuing to streamline our processes in our office. And, you know, my staff will tell you, I got a great team that I work with, and they'll tell you that we're always trying to make things better, mm-hmm. right? So they'll tell you, my favorite thing is, okay, let's do an experiment, right? Like, let's use this room, let's do this, let's do that, just to try and see if we can continue to kind of hone those processes. And I think that if you look at healthcare going forward, the biggest issue that people have with healthcare is the accessibility of it.
Mm-hmm.
Where a lot of times you call to make an appointment and, okay, our first available appointment is 4 to 6 weeks from now.
Sure.
I go to the office, I have to fill out all this paperwork, and then I have to wait 15, 20, 60 minutes before I'm even seen. So what we've done is taken that and completely kind of flipped it on its head, where we are a busier office, but mm-hmm. we're busier because we're able to see more people because of the procedures that we have in place. So we pride ourselves on same day appointments, which means if you call today, we can see you today, not next week, not 3 weeks from now, especially because of the nature of things. If you're in acute pain, and I tell you that, you know, my first appointment is not until 3 weeks, you're going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You don't have that luxury of saying, okay, I'll wait, you know? So we're in the nature of my business where we need that kind of ground floor accessibility to get people in. And that's why with our, you know, our schedules, we tell people all the time, it's very fluid. It's very flexible. We can get you in, you know, same day appointments. We take walk-ins, people that just come in, no appointment, come on in. Yeah. We'll get you right in. Absolutely.
That's amazing. You know, just me thinking about people sitting around with like crazy chronic pain and just crippling pain, and just I got to wait 3 weeks to see somebody.
Oh,
the sooner the better, because you're trying to alleviate that stress right away. So,
and that's it. The sooner you can initiate treatment, the sooner that person's going to start the healing process, and the sooner they're going to feel better. So, it's in our best interest to continue to have that accessibility.
Awesome. As we move into summer of 2021 here, any events that you're looking forward to, whether it's business or personal, anything cool coming up that you want to do?
So I'm a big fan of the summer. After the last, you know, few winters, I really subscribe to the fact that I will no longer complain about the heat, no matter how hot it gets, no matter how humid. I have found a new appreciation for the summer weather. Much rather take the hot, humid than the, you know, freezing.
We're rivaling the Sahara Desert right now, so.
That's right, yes. Yeah, unprecedented heat wave, but again, I'll take it. You will not hear me complain about it. So I really do enjoy it. I love being able to get outside more and just, you know, really stay active. I'm a firm believer of practicing what you preach. So
sure.
in healthcare, in the realm that I spend a lot of my professional time, I feel like I need to be a model for my patients in the sense that if you come in and you see me, if I'm overweight, if I'm having a hard time breathing, if you see me out back taking a smoking break, you're not going to think very highly of someone who's trying to help improve your health if sure. that person's health. You know, it's just, there's going to be a bias there, whether you want to think about it or not. So with chiropractic, I do take pride in the fact that, you know, I take care of myself, I exercise, I eat right, I stay active, and I'm a firm believer of, you know, look the part, be the part, and that's just going to help you just do your job that much better. So if someone asks me about exercise advice at the office and I give them that advice, they'll be more apt to say, well, he looks like he knows what he's talking about
sure.
because he looks like he's in pretty decent shape.
Yeah.
So I'm just, with the summer, just trying to stay as active as I can, getting out there and doing everything I can to keep moving.
I appreciate the analogy because I actually use that one myself. Like, you know, when I tell people about, you know, doing the right things to take care of their body, and I see the people looking at my sleep schedule, and I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of like a doctor that smokes cigarettes in that regard. Like, you know, I'll tell you what's right and I'm making all the right moves, but like, you know, here I am not doing the right thing. So
well, we can't be perfect in every facet, but
I try. That. You got to try.
That's it.
Yeah. You know, progress, not perfection.
That's an ongoing process. So we're all on that journey
all day long. Yeah. It's really incredible to have you here. And what's one way for listeners to get a hold of you?
So probably the best way is to visit our website, DaVitaChiro.com, DaVitaChiropractic.com. They both work. You can also find us on Instagram at DaVitaChiro. We're on Facebook, DaVita Chiropractic. So most people, you know, obviously Google DaVita Chiropractic. It's really easy to find us. We've got a presence on digital social media now because that's mostly how everyone's finding us at this point. We're fortunate that we're mostly word of mouth referral based, but it's also very important these days that you do have that, going back to the accessibility issue that you have, that people can find you easily enough
mm-hmm.
online. So
I love it.
Absolutely.
Any tips, advice, pointers that you want to pass on to the listeners out there?
You know, the big thing, and my staff will tell you that, just to keep moving, right? It's there's certain statements that I'll make all the time, all day, and the staff's like, and they'll mock me, and you know, in a fun way, because they've heard it so many times. But you know, people ask me all the time, you know, what should I do for this, that? And more so than anything, this has been illuminated over the past year and a half, where people were more homebound, they were more sedentary, and that's where we saw a lot of chronic issues arising, because of the lack of movement. Being sedentary has been linked to, it's what they're, you know, basically now what smoking was decades mm-hmm. ago. So sitting is the new smoking. It's akin to that, in the sense that the more sedentary you are, that you can look at all the studies out there, it increases your risk of everything, right? Name it. So for the biggest thing that I keep telling people is just to keep moving, even if it's just going out and taking a walk for 10, 15 minutes a day, at least you're doing something. So getting up, if you're working from home, if you're still working from home, if you're back to commuting and you're spending a lot more time in the car because now the traffic's back, just getting out and moving as much as you can, that really is the single best thing that you can do, because the body was made to be in motion. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, in the 21st century, we are, you know, finding ourselves with
a little aggression.
Yeah. You know? So definitely keep it moving.
I love it. You know, and before we step off, I got to say, you got one of the best taglines in the business. Like, keeping your spine in line, I'm going to bed, and then that's in my head just swirling around. And in the morning, I wake up, and I'm like, is my spine in line?
That's it, right? Keep it catchy, simple but catchy.
I love it. Well, thank you for coming on today. I get confused on what to call you. Like, do I want to call you Dr. DaVita or just Jamal? Because, like, I feel like, you know, one is like more professional and the other one is like the friend like name there. So I'm torn.
You know, it's funny, Ty. It happens a lot where people, especially you come into the office, new patient, yep. What should I call you? And really it's up to your comfort level. I'm cool with whatever you want to call me. Jamal, you want to call me Dr. DaVita, Dr. Jamal, Dr. J. I've heard it all, right? But I am just, you know, whatever you call me, I'm good with that.
Just
I'm,
don't call you late for dinner.
No, never.
Got it. Got it. Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on today. And I know the listeners out there will appreciate this.
Thank you for listening to Live from 495. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And don't forget to check out some other great episodes.